SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Olive oil is one of the most well-known food dressings. It goes well with salads and can also be used for pan frying and deep frying. Sam Beaton is the co-CEO of Cobram Estate Olives. He says prices have been skyrocketing because of strong demand and uneven supply. Currently, pantry staple olive oil prices are around $71 online for a 4-litre tin or $27.50 for a 750ml bottle.
What we've seen in Australia is that demand still remains really strong, and I think that's a function of high-quality olive oil, which consumers know is really, really healthy, a really healthy product and has some amazing health benefits.
While many people might associate the Middle East with the growing of olives for olive oil, it's Spain that is the world's largest producer. Michael Southern, CEO of the Australian Olive Association, says Spain has experienced difficult market conditions.
It's a supply and demand issue. So in Australia, we produce about enough olive oil to satisfy half of the domestic demand. The other half comes from imported olive oil. And the majority of the imported olive oil comes from Spain. And Spain's experienced a drought for the last 2 years, which has really tightened supply. And so as a result, there's just less olive oil coming into Australia. And its supply is tight and demand has kept up. So prices have gone up. So while supply is short, we'll see higher prices.
International Olive Council figures show that global production of olive oil fell from 3.42 million tonnes in the 2021-2022 season to 2.57 million tonnes in 2022-2023. But Robert Armstrong, the proprietor of Alto Olives, says local producers have also experienced a poor harvest season.
Not only I, most growers in across the country have been badly affected by climate change this past year particularly, and that has exhibited itself through intense frosts, which in our case occurred in late October, early November last year, which was the time when the trees are all flowering.
Mr. Southern has expressed his optimism that olive oil prices have reached their peak.
Prices probably won't go too much higher. I think we've seen a bit of a plateau now with prices. We have heard that Spain has had some rain, which has helped their crops. So hopefully their production will increase a bit. And our new season oil has come onto the market here in Australia as well. So what we hope is that prices won't get too much higher, because we want people to still be able to buy and enjoy all the great extra virgin olive oil that we produce here in Australia and enjoy the flavour and the health benefits of it. So we're anticipating this stage that prices shouldn't change too much more, and with time, hopefully supply will increase.
Mr. Beaton says that increasing crops could lead to a drop in olive oil prices. However, he's quick to point out that any significant change to the cost of the product will need time to come into effect.
Yeah, look, you would expect that. And I think, you know, that may come in the form of increased promotion or deeper promotions. But it does take a long time to flow through by the time the olives are harvested, stored, bottled and sent over to Australia. In terms of European oil, it most likely would take 6 to 12 months at least from here.
So what can be done in the meantime? Extra virgin oil is high in good fats, monounsaturated fatty acids, and is rich in antioxidant compounds like vitamin E. It is an essential part of the Mediterranean diet, which some studies have found can reduce symptoms of anxiety and stress and improve cardiovascular health. It can be difficult to replace for those who use it on a regular basis. But Teresa Krieger, a nutritionist from New South Wales, suggests some alternatives for those who can no longer afford to keep it on their shopping list.
If you're looking for alternate fats, I would lean on things like avocado and nuts and seeds. They will give you the same type of essential fatty acid that the olive oil does. If you're looking at cooking, I'm all for just straight up butter. A lot of people think butter isn't healthy, but it actually is. So if you can go, not margarine, I wouldn't touch that. But if we're looking to cook for cooking and frying, you can definitely lean on some butter.
Alex Anifantis, SBS News.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something. And to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.